3 billion human lives ended on July 22, 2016. The survivors of the Hollywood fire called the movie Ghostbusters.
I didn't.
They lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the McCarthys.
And I've seen, I've been like shifting back and forth. I'm like, you know what I mean? And I'm turning around like, is if this wasn't enough, I was like, you better check this out. Last time Melissa was here.
The man who controlled the movies, Paul Frick, cast unfunny sluts in his Ghostbusters remake.
Four of them.
Their mission, to destroy the franchise of Ghostbusters. The first film of Ghostbusters was a masterpiece, and a comedy horror of legendary proportions in 1984. It succeeded. The second was set to lift the hopes of many film fans in 1989. It had decent reviews. As before, the Resistance sent two podcast Australian dickheads back, protectors of Ghostbusters, Luke and Wayne, to stop the Paul Frick. The only question was, who would be the one to reach Ghostbusters remake first?
Shit, where's time travel? Shit, where's Doc Brown when he need him? Where's the fucking DeLorean?
He's hanging out with Rod Taylor.
You up there, Rod?
I'm going to have no idea what the fuck you're on about.
Why do we have to be naked anyway to travel back in time? Does James Cameron like men?
he likes seeing a grown man naked. But yeah, well, I don't know.
Sketches.
He puts him in a giant ball and sends him back in time. He never sent a woman back. That was MGM. What was his name?
No, that was...
Who directed the third one?
Jonathan Morrow. Got his head chopped off by a helicopter. That was Vic Morrow. Jonathan Mouster.
Mouster.
Who went on to direct such classics...
Mouser. From the Police Academy too.
Went on to direct such classics as...
What
did he direct after that?
Oh, he hasn't done that again. I was thinking, well, why has he directed? That's actually a good point. Yeah. But we actually do need some clothes, and we've got to find a place to get at least comfortable or something.
Look, over there, it's a bar with clothes, boots, and motorcycles.
How do you know this motorcycle?
We can get some clothes and host our podcast this week's show from there.
Oh, do you really think they're going to let us walk in there, bare ass naked, and host a show in there? You know, but I know we're going to stop Paul Frick from making the Ghostbusters.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Most of the best clothes can be found here. Just watch.
This place could be a little rough. All right, well, let's go and check. Oh, I love country and western music. Look, it's beautiful. Music singing around.
I remember this song. I wanted this song in the game. Terminating it.
Hi, everyone. It's all right. It's me and him. We are just two Australian dickheads looking for a nice place to record our podcast.
Hey, look at him.
Who
are we talking about? That big bearded bastard over there. Look. It looks like he would let us record our show over there. He's standing there next to that pool table.
Spielberg, you put on one. Hey, you old bastard. We need a place to record. So can you set up... can you help us set up here? Where's PowerPoint around?
You're so funny, old bastard.
You forgot to say please.
Oh, fuck you, Sparta. Well, I gotta put up with this shit. I'll crush your balls in.
Hey,
you bastard!
Wait, look out! You take this city, Sex of the City Part 2 DVD right in the arsehole!
Now, we're going to record here. We're going to enjoy it. And just maybe, somehow recording here in this distant past, we can stop the Ghostbusters remake from ever happening. Now, you can either hand over that fucking microphone or be forced to watch the whole Sex and the City Blu-ray collection.
Take it.
Kick ass! Kick ass!
That was the start of your day. My day was fucked.
Well, this is going to be a really horrible episode. We've had a horrible week.
Oh, you've had a horrible week.
It's just been horrible. Nearly as bad as James Horner's.
James Horner had a decent week about what we've had to go through.
Yeah.
I have seen some death.
experienced.
I saw a car accident with people piled up at a dying bloody laneway, and they were the lucky ones. We had a shit. We had to go.
He's talking about we had to watch Sex and the City on Saturday, so the second film.
Oh.
But what, we won't say whether we liked it or
not. You might be pleasantly surprised. Doubtful, but maybe.
Yeah.
All I will say this is P1. I am gonna fucking kill you. Kill you, motherfucker.
The thing is, now that we've done it, we'll never have to watch it again. Unless we enjoyed it. We can watch everything else.
We could go back. Watch the prequels. I want to talk about. We'll leave it to our review when we team up with Cody and Mr. Z to talk about it. But holy shit, is all I'm going to say.
You know, this one thing. Oh, this week's Terminator week. For Australia, it is. I don't know if it comes out in the States.
I think it does, July 1st.
And no matter what happens, it would have to be one up on what we've experienced the last couple of
weeks. Well, okay, look at the disaster of my week. I've been sick all week.
Yeah.
Is that a sign or not from Sex and the City? No. Maybe not, maybe it's just coincidence. My car has now broken down.
Yeah.
It does not work, just like the Sex and the City franchise. Does not work, does not want to live anymore.
Oh, don't ruin the review.
I didn't say it was
people before, if you're wondering... This, like, because we might get the question, so let's answer it now. Yes, there is a review coming for Sex and the City 2. It's going to be me, you, Chad, and Cody.
Carter Williams! I like
the The,
Goldie Nick Wilson!
that's why Cody's not here. He's running for mayor!
He's going to clean up this show. Try and join the dots of that.
Good, you can start by cleaning the corridor.
So that makes P1 the owner of the dog.
Stop having sex there, Coder Wilson. So that's coming next weekend. I think we're doing that.
I just realised his artwork is from Back to the Future.
Cody?
Yeah. The movie spoiler, he's right next to the door.
This new spin-off.
Mayor Golden Wilson gets the DeLorean. I like
Instead of Marty looking at watch, it could be him looking at the fucking Man of Steel TV like, and that look, the oh! And then the sequel can be Doc looking at the DVD going, why have you got that?
Doc Brown, play by P1.
See, while you were in the future,
I could see where
we went back in time and creating an alternate Suicide Squad.
Oh, gee. Could you just walk out with a giant fucking hat on in the middle? Just no questions!
You
fell and slipped on your head, you bumped it on a toilet seat, then you came up with the idea of a movie spoiler!
Yeah, that's right. When I came to, it was...
I drew this!
The artwork. It's him on the bike.
Yeah, it's just him on the bike.
God, George, I did it! No, that was the reaction after... Because the last thing I heard from P1, he was really drunk.
Oh.
That's the last thing I heard.
He was out of his head.
Is he dead? I don't...
Oh, he's
still not on Facebook.
He's officially banned from Facebook.
Is he? So he'll never be... I'll never speak to him again, probably.
Lucky bastard. And you know what he said before he watched Sex and the City? You gotta see some serious shit. When this movie hits 2 hours, you're going to see some serious shit.
And then after Sarah Jessica Parker hears the review, I don't know how, but she's found me. She's found me.
For Cody! For Cody!
Who? The Libyans! The Libyans! No, I can't spoil it yet.
No, we'll have the video review as well after we do the audio.
Wayne recorded
the whole
2.5 hours of us watching it. And you can't keep it at that length, surely not.
No, I'm going to edit it
down.
Oh,
I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
I can't go through that again. Oh, but I might like it.
But you're going to see, after we do our review, our real reactions in time of how we actually, like that ending with the Burkers. Oh, God. But no spoiler.
I might have enjoyed it. So the first question I had, since we're talking about Terminator 2 and time travel, and the thing was, they never really explained the time travel that well. Did you notice that?
What? You go in a bubble?
I was like, okay, killer robots and all that. Oh, yeah, we invented time travel. It was like, yeah, that's the way it always... I mean, don't be right, I love the Terminator.
But as someone said, if you were going to send a Terminator back in time, why don't you just send someone back in time and give an abortion pill? Problem solved.
Yeah, but
the T-1000 could have turned into a bloody abortion pill, jumped down her throat.
Could have come back as a raving feminist. Well, they're trying to inseminate you, thinking you're just some woman who's there to be taken.
That's what he should. I'm more disappointed there's no Bill Paxton than you
would. Come back as Bill Cosby.
If they cut that line out, which I bet you they will
in the new one,
asshole. Cut that, and Arnie just happens to walk up at that exact scene, like this.
Go away, ass!
Be gone, you cruel big naked man!
Be gone, naked one! So a question I had,
is that from Hiss?
What?
Yeah, Hiss.
Be gone, long one. Yeah.
Oh, what Hiss is the term then?
Long one. The
people have no idea what hell we're on.
If you what would you do if you
took the words out of our mouth, PJ?
You know what I love about Robin Hood? They put the entire Crusades, all this history, down to a snake hypnotizing someone. I thought that was awesome.
In the animated movie.
Actually, I never thought about that either. All this was just down to this snake who could hypnotize him and send him off for some crazy crusade. If you could go back in time, what would you do? Ruining any reviews.
I would go back to the Jurassic World's release and change my vote on the percentage.
Possibly.
If I could go back how about you say you could change three things in time?
All right.
What were the three things? We'll do one each and keep going back and forth.
Okay. The script for Phantom Menace.
Yeah, that's the one! I think that would be a big number one for everyone.
Script for Phantom Menace. me agreeing to joining movie spoilers.
I would go back and say, Dad Aykroyd, look after your health. Look after your health just a bit, because there's a chance.
No, Harold Ramis.
That's what I mean. Who am I talking?
You said Dad Aykroyd.
Oh, Dad. Well, him as well. Look after your health, because you've gone insane. I would definitely go back and stop Ghostbusters remake happening.
Yeah.
Even if I haven't seen it yet, I don't need to.
And three, I'd go back in time to have a better sleep. That's all. Just a better sleep. You know, because people underestimate their sleep. Just get a better
sleep. I will
sleep.
Go back in time a week from today, because that's pretty much when it happened, to stop those fucking photos of those rainbow fucking gay pride shit. Fucking get over it, people.
I think it's cool.
I am all for it.
Gay marriage, yeah, yeah.
But it's a shame, Tony Abbott. I don't need that shit driven down my throat.
People. Tony Abbott, our beloved leader in Australia.
Mr. Gun Western Slinger himself.
The one who walks, people.
Like John Wayne.
He walks like John Wayne meets Charlie Chaplin. And he does too.
Splay-footed, with a Western swagger.
Decided today, after the news came out that gay marriage was accepted in America, how did our one, Australia, such a country that we thought of as being future thinking and all that?
We're not, we're fucking.
They say to him, oh, what do you think of those? It's up to America. That's up to them. Just like it was up to Ireland and England. All these other countries. And he's like, but I don't like it. And I'm like, you're a cunt.
You really are. It doesn't matter if you like it. It matters what it's
about the people. Yeah, you're like, oh, people know where I stand. I'm like, I wish you were standing because you're
religious,
cement.
You're a religious nut job, but your own sister is a lesbian.
Yeah, that's the people in America. Our leader, his sister's gay, and he refuses to even go to her marriage.
He refuses to acknowledge it. Union. He refuses to even acknowledge that her gay exists. Yeah. He believes it's a disease that can be cured by the grace of God.
You know, the whole thing is, like, these in America at the moment, because you're hearing all these extreme reactions about, I'll put myself on fire!
Please do.
Do it! Go ahead, I don't...
Please do it!
The man and woman... telling me, we're going to divorce to prove a point! I'm like, that marriage must have been based on love. Like, it was just to prove a point. You just know these people would have been the same ones back, if they were back 150 years ago or so. Don't you know, we keep these black people for slavery because that's what's right, because that's what they're good for. That's what's right. Like, it's just so ridiculous.
I just, I'm all for gay marriage. I'm all for equal rights bullshit. But
me too. Yeah.
It's just going over the top every single
time. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I'm waiting for fucking the frog come out and sing that Rainbow Connection song.
You know it's kind of weird when Arnie turns his Terminator image into the Rainbow photo.
He did.
It's like, I am very happy. I'm very happy.
I'd rather that photo turn around. The bloody Rocky versus Apollo Creed. That looks like a rainbow to me.
The
most gayest image in movie history is them running on a beach. Anyway,
yeah. I remember showing some a Rocky once, Rocky IV, and that came up. It was like that bit after Apollo died. They have the flashback of them on the beach. And they're like, and she was like, "What's that about?" I'm like, that is a touching moment. That is a touching moment. It's two men in colored shorts hugging. What a gay movie.
I was like, you take that back.
I was going to say,
that is gay pride in its absolute strongest.
Speaking of pride, you know who also had a lot of pride? James Horner.
Oh, good old Jamie.
Jimmy, I think we've learned something this week.
Don't fly a plane.
No celebrity is ever allowed to fly their own plane again. We're taking Harrison's off him. James Horner's too late.
Yeah, but he had Bishop flying it. He just took off.
But we've got a recording.
Bishop, god damn you.
We've got a recording of James Horner's last...
Actually, not worth the kicking out. Movie spoilers have the rights to this. Somehow P1 got in that crash and dragged the black box away.
That's right. And we're happy to play for you now. Basically, these were James Horner's last...
His last moments.
His last moments.
Before... Just as the engine trouble started in his plane.
Yeah, this is what he all of a sudden turned to the symphony in his plane.
And said, well, if we're going to go down, do it the right way.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, you know, I made Titanic, Avatar. They're doing an Avatar too. Quick, crash this plane. And that's then this done. Quick! Punch a bishop!
And apparently, it was only a one-man plane. He had a whole orchestra on it. He's like, well, if I'm going to crash, let's do it in style!
Punch a bishop! Punch it! And then, just as it looked like he was about to get off, the plane crashed.
And there was much rejoicing. And that was the sea washing over his body.
And
the bishop said, not bad for a human.
No, that's not what he said. You know that's not what he said.
Because I wasn't there.
The ambulance guys turned up, they found his body, and they said, pretty bad for a composer. People, now, can I get something straight?
So he turned into bishop, did he? Yeah. It's pretty dark here, I can't see. Was there a composer? It was with us the whole way.
No, you know, the ambulance guy turned up, took a look at the corpse of James Horner and said, oh, I like your haircut. The company wanted you to see a friendly face.
Oh, we're going to get trouble.
Talking about his plane, think of everything we can learn from it. It's a beautiful specimen. It's a plane, you idiot.
Well, you must let me have it. In pieces, you bastard. That's what he died. That's what he did. What are you doing?
No! Bishop, will you do the plane crashing? No. Thought you never missed the run. Thought you never missed the runway, Bishop.
Was it the synthetic orchestra? Thank you.
I prefer the term artificial orchestra myself. Look, James Horner was a great musician.
He was.
Look, that's just us being us.
I can't compete with a composer, I'd rather be nothing more.
He was one of the four J's. John Williams, Jerry Goldsmith, James Horner, James Newton Howard.
Bill Conti.
James Newton Howard, maybe.
Yeah, that would.
And that's how Hans Zimmer's not in the... Well, no, he's not part of the joke.
No, he's not getting on a plane yet.
That's right.
He's chained up in fucking Nolan's face. You're going to compose every film.
He's chained up in DC's cave. Let me out. I didn't want to compose another Batman. I've done my bit.
You can just see he's so, like, he's being tortured with...
like the music. I'm thinking of the start of Prince of Thieves. I've had enough. I've done my three. I've done Man of Steel. I'm leaving. No, take me with you.
Tell my sister I died for a free Englishman. You're not even Englishman, all right?
Tell my sister I died away from DC. Did you read that
Rush shit? With Marvel?
Did you read that shit with Carla Devine today?
What?
Read this. I put it on Suicide Squad.
Oh, do we have to read this?
Yeah, Suicide Squad. We've got a lot. I'm very angry today. Very. Where are we? Oh, it's on my Facebook. Where am
I? Just click on your name.
Read this. This chick at Suicide Squad has said there's never been a good female character in any comic book movie. Ever.
What?
Suicide Squad's Carla Devia thinks superhero movies are totally sexist.
Oh, God, here we go.
Female superhero. Mind you,
she's talking about Suicide Squad.
With
Maggie Robber, whatever her name is, running around half naked.
Is she half naked? Or
she pretty much is as Harley Quinn. Isn't it?
Female super. This is what the. Who's she playing in the movie?
Who, this bitch? Yeah. I have no fucking idea.
Because she's playing in Suicide Squad. I don't know
who. This ad start up. Go away. Who is it? Carla plays.
Carla DeVille. DeVille-Guinney. She's a model, right? Now, she's in Suicide Squad. I have no idea. A terrifying sorceress enchantress. Hold on, have they got a sorceress?
Suicide Squad. Sorceress! You dare threaten my life!
Female superheroes are normally naked or in bikinis. I can't recall Scarlett Johansson naked in Avengers. Did I walk into the wrong movie? No one would be able to fight like that. Wonder Woman. How the hell does she fight? She would be dead in a minute. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Wonder Woman DC?
And in their franchise?
The partner movie, there are only three girls in Suicide Squad, but in my opinion, they are the best roles generally, though, because superhero movies are usually totally sexist. These three are the only good ones.
Yeah, Margot Robbie walks around fucking half naked.
I don't know. It's just total fucking bullshit.
I'm not having any issue with that.
Yeah, I know.
At all. But, like... I'm sorry.
How did we go from James Horner to this? I seriously can't remember.
Well, for starters, you're talking about sexism. You have the Joker walking around like a fucking bloody gangster, bloody shirtless wannabe.
Mm.
Now, I'm not going to judge until I see it, but he looks like shit. He looks like pure shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, he looks like shit. Now, Jerry Lair's a great actor, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm. But driving around a fucking purple Lamborghini, or purple Ferrari, whatever it is, that's not the Joker. I don't give a shit what you say, I'm a fucking Joker.
So, in essence, what's your favourite James Horner score?
Most underrated is Willow, which I said.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is fucking far better than that Lord of the Rings. Fucking bullshit. It's the same theme every bloody movie. Willow had a great whole score.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah. Rathakarn's hard to beat. But the entire score, even the way when the Spock theme is, like, so touching and shit. But
Everyone loves Wrath of Khan. Yeah. Like, Aliens, of course.
Aliens was great. Mask of Zorro was
great. Yeah.
Titanic. I honestly can't remember the Titanic music apart from the song.
That's the point, but I think...
Commando?
Commando? Yeah. Oh, I love that music.
I think didn't you see what I put on your Facebook? This is the best song he was ever associated with. Somewhere, somehow.
Okay, new best song.
Someone. That doesn't even make sense. That's all the lyrics are. Somewhere.
It's not. You fight for love.
I will protect you.
When I'm crashing my plane into the ground. Somewhere. Where are you going to crash?
Somehow. My body will be recovered.
Somewhere.
So fuck you, plane.
Fuck you, James.
Yeah.
How dare you die before you do bloody Avatar 2.
James, I reckon James Cameron's reaction.
He wouldn't even know. He's in the fucking water somewhere.
James Cameron's reaction would have been, what am I supposed to do now, you bastard?
That's what bloody, what's his name? Hans Zimmer. Just save me!
Get me out of this prison! James Cameron would have been like, now I'm going to do this with Danny Elfman.
I'm going to stuff that turkey all over you.
Because he ain't going to get John Williams. I think John Williams is a bit busy.
And old.
Like, yeah. I think he'll only ever do Star Wars, and that's it. All right.
Then, well, I'm more worried.
He's in his mid-80s.
Worried he won't survive. At least he'll, I think, compose enough to.
Yeah, yeah. Pass he'll the definitely torture. Do this first yeah. one. Oh, speaking about fucked up things, look, we joke, but James Horner was one of the greats.
How do we know? We didn't know him.
He's one of the great composers.
Oh, yeah,
you can tell.
He could have been a complete bastard.
Yeah, he might have been. But he was a very good composer.
So yeah. Not a good pilot.
Neither's Harrison. But Harrison admits it.
See, this is why Harrison Ford never landed his plane to him.
The
you promise me, not a scratch.
James, would you like to compose the new Star Trek movie? What's it called again? Regeneration or whatever?
What's it called? No, it's...
Isn't that bloody... Evolution? What's
that,
it called?
Isn't that the Penn State?
No, that's Resurgence.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't mind that. That's
it sounds the same.
You want to hear something fucked? Which came out today. We weren't going to complain about... I didn't have a single... solitary complaint about movie remakes on my list. Not one. But and someone out there in movie.
We should rename this "Not Worth a Kick in the Remake." Every single time we're talking about the Ghostbusters or bloody
wasn't a single topic. Not Ghostbusters was away for a change, but. Somewhere out there in movie land, someone heard we were...
Someone
heard that... They're like, hold on, we've got to fix this. So, has a... This really hurts. This really... I don't know how to say this.
Because he did it so poorly the first time.
Michael Bay is remaking...
That's enough, sir.
...is remaking The Birds. Get your hands off my cock! That's the best way to put it. Get your hands off my cock. You already played around with your enemy
scrotum.
Just think. Alfred Hitchcock. Michael Bay. I see the connection straight away. Can you imagine? The birds are going to be exploding and Tippi Hedren's character.
I can't wait to see him remake Psycho again.
Walk out with a bazooka.
Blow the showers.
Right. Yeah. No. It comes up. I'm next to the enemy breast.
Yeah, Stanley Tucci as Norman Bates. Hey, fucking Shia LaBeouf as Norman Bates. Oh, he's going.
No, he could do it for real. He wouldn't be any acting.
Just do it.
Kill her.
Looking through the whole tunnel to get naked.
Just do it. Who's talking? But you know,
I'm paid to see.
You know, now look. To be fair, The Birds had the original plot of The Birds, in case you haven't seen it,
is an action-packed explosion fest.
We've got to get in The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson in The Bird.
It is hunting the bird.
It is the bird.
Fucking flapping. Put a beak on it. I reckon he's doing this because Birdman wants Bad Pitcher. Just to be an arsehole.
If you could pick the most unlikely person, Michael Bay.
Isn't that the worst part? I don't remember the plot of The Birds. It's like, you know, a fairly timid chick driving to a guy to give him birds. This is going to be some underwear model driving around like, oh, I've got a bird's bikini. Oh, we're going to take him on.
So take off that shirt. It's got feathers on it. It's attracting them.
And when she gets attacked by the birds at the end, it'll be like, they'll be just pecking the bikini.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to be happening.
Oh, it's...
it's terrible.
I don't know if you could pick a worse... But Stardust, haven't they learned from remaking Hitchcock?
Yeah, you would think so.
Psycho is going to be one of the worst films, not the worst.
Hey, it's my worst.
No.
It's in my top four.
It'll be up there. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And but The Birds, oh, my God.
But you just know... He's just not the right person for it. And then I think, he might not direct it. He might just produce it.
Yeah, because that works so well with Turtles.
I'm thinking about his company. What have they done? Platinum Dudes have done...
For horror?
Yeah.
Halloween 1, 2 remake. Haven't really seen
Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw or shit.
So, call me crazy. None of them are really based on plot.
Couldn't you see the birds? It'll be dark and gritty.
No, it won't be dark and gritty. It'll be...
It's going to be dark.
In The Birds, they set off one fire. One. In this, They'll be going around the island. There'll be like fucking suicide bombers.
That's not with the bit of the phone booth or fly away.
I'm going to go up to that Michael Bay, like that woman went up to her in the movie. I don't know if you remember this, because this all started because of you. I think you're evil. Evil! Do you remember that?
No, but I'll agree with everything she said.
This woman comes up to Tippi Hedren in this diner, because she finds out that the birds attack started because she arrived. She goes, I got told this all started because of you. I think you're evil. Evil!
But the thing is, the birds is a great... Look, you know me. I'm not... You love Hitchcock.
No, he's my favourite film director.
I do like the guy. I think he was very talented for what he did. Mm. Psycho, obviously, brilliant. The Birds is my second favourite film of his.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't seen all these films. But
I mean, a lot of people sort of poo-poo it because they say, oh, it's not psychologically... But I think it's great. I think it's a really great
takes
movie.
A lot. It's like Jaws. It's a suspense. It takes
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And you, instead of, like... You don't need...
In the movies, you'd see the birds sitting there.
Or, you know, just standing. And they'd gather more. They weren't doing anything. This one, they're going to be sitting there staring. Going,
it's the old, you can't do the slow bird up in suspense movies anymore. Like, people are like, what are they sitting there for? Why are they tagging someone? Because people don't have...
You're going to hear that fucking bloody battle cat roar from the birds.
Could you imagine the birds in the sunset shot? Oh, no. Oh, no. And... You know who's going to take them on? The American military.
Oh, yeah. You will see the last shot, birds flying into the sunset with the American flag in front of them.
How'd you get rid of those birds?
It's your job, ma'am.
It's your job.
You know what? You're not joking, because what you just said will happen. The American fucking military will come in and start shooting them.
This is what we need, to take care of those birds.
When you, the only bird I like is that damn eagle.
It'll be like that. You know it will be. It will be. You mark my words.
The birds, they bleed red. Yeah, I bleed red, white, blue. Stars and stripes.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
In the birds! Genius! The birds! The birds!
I'm Nicolas
Cage as the lead bird.
That I might watch. That would be pretty... like, flapping his arms around.
Okay.
Like the dude in Three Amigos. Up here.
The dude, you mean Steve Martin?
Steve Martin, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
What were you going to say?
If you could pick your casting for this movie. If you could recast it.
No, but
you know whatever good choice you do, they're not going to go with. You know you're going to get The Rock or bloody Steven Seagal.
I hate remakes. Hitchcock movies especially. It's just... Why bother?
Christian
it's
Bale.
Remaking Jaws. It's just... Don't! There's no way to go but down!
Jaws is going to come out.
Yeah, I know.
Jaws.
Especially the 40th anniversary and Sharknado. It's all building.
And the question is, building. Why?
To make money.
Because
Steven didn't do it good enough the first time.
I am all for them remaking Jaws. Just call it Jaws. You know what? Base it on the Indianapolis storyline. But just still just call it Jaws.
Yeah, but that's not a remake then.
No, but the thing is, you're cashing in on the title, which is a remake. But it's got nothing to do with it.
They shouldn't remake. They shouldn't fucking go near it. This is another one they shouldn't go near.
But they're gonna.
Yeah.
The day I said that, the day they remake Rocky is the day I will literally kill myself.
Speaking of movie ideas, have you heard? I spoke to you about this last night. What Roger Moore wants to do.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Moore people wants to make an Expendables movie with. Every previous James Bond.
Sean Connery, who's retired.
I'll do it. I'm in charge.
I am with you.
I think there's only going to be one Expendable. I think his name is George Lazenby. That's what I think.
Why would you even
waste it?
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, no, Lazenby, depends how you define dead.
I thought he died.
Depends how you define dead, because Lazenby's still around, he's still
old.
Whatever you want to call it. But the,
you imagine Daniel Craig going, what the fuck am I doing with these old bastards?
Because none of them would get on.
It's gonna I'm the leader, no. Me, it's like, I'm James Bond, yeah. So am I! I'm the leader, it's me.
And then Judy Dench walks in, fuck the lot of you, I'm your boss. But I don't know. It'd be almost so disastrous. I'd like to see it.
As long as you threw the cartoon version of James Bond Jr.
They should open with the gun barrel, and they all just fight in the gamma out. That's me, no, it's me. I'm retired, Schmeichel.
That actually, I would pay to see. However, I actually would pay to see them all do that scene.
What, the gun
for
barrel?
The 50th anniversary, what they should have done at the end of Spectre, or whatever, you know,
Skyfall,
is have all, no, Spectre now, is have all of them at the very end credits, like, lined up with the gun barrel now. Because that'd be kind of cool.
Well, yeah, I would approve, because it doesn't really make sense. It's like a poster. It would have made sense for Skyfall.
No, but like as a poster.
Yeah.
This is like a, yeah, this
yeah,
is
yeah. Oh, as a poster. Yeah. I thought you meant they just,
no, no, they're opening movie.
They just all come out the end in M's desk. Right, I'm ready.
Okay, what would you do then if they literally somehow animated it, where it had Connery walking out, turned into Roger Moore, turned into George
I'd be alright.
Just slowly morphed into Daniel Craig, and then he shoots.
Yeah, I'd be alright. Yeah. I mean, that won't happen. I can guarantee it won't happen.
Because that's actually a good idea.
but it won't. Speaking of icons...
I wish Melissa McCarthy would morph into Peter Venkman.
Speaking of icons, who's this?
I wouldn't know.
I'm Dark Helmet? I'm pointing to my socks here. Who's that? This is my shirt. Who's that?
Still don't know. I've never recognized
people. Do you want to explain?
Who's that? The pause button. Oh. We're back because I had to research who this person was because I had no idea.
But, do you want to explain it?
People.
What we're talking about.
People. Last episode.
Cody, turn off for the next 20 minutes.
No, you need to sit down and be educated. And some of you people want to sit down and shut up. Because you two are fuckwits. That's just simple, though, because on their last movie spoiler show, they were talking about icons, characters, movies, all this kind of shit. And they said, and I quote, Darth Vader is not an icon.
What? What?
That's off. Turn the alarm down. People. Do you want to take the chair?
People. People. There's two villains in film history I would consider the most famous villains of all time. In film history. I'd pick the Joker.
Yep.
And I'd pick Darth Vader. Everyone else comes under it.
Oh, Doctor Doom.
He hasn't been in a movie, has he?
He hasn't been in a video game either. But he's an icon.
How is Darth Vader not a sci-fi icon?
Not a sci-fi, but how is he a film icon?
Like he's been voted the third most famous villain of all time, according to the American film.
No, that doesn't count.
That's biased, yeah, biased. And Cody said to us, it's a generational thing. If it's a generational thing, why the fuck do I still see toys in Toys R Us all over the fucking place with these?
As I said, why did a mouse pay $4.8 billion? And as which I laughed, because P1 said, oh, but Han Solo is the face of Star Wars. Fuck off he is. He's fucking inbred fucking cockhead. That fucking Darth Vader head is on every single goddamn bloody thing.
Han Solo's the coolest character.
Yeah.
But the character...
I'm not talking about character as in like I know you're talking about the storyline on shit, which
look,
makes sense, but...
Star Wars got me into, like, Darth Vader's story, not the prequel.
It
I mean,
doesn't
the story.
Matter. If I grab that down right there and said, who's that? Yeah. Any person would say, Darth Vader. Even if I point, if I took this inside the womb of a woman who's pregnant and slammed it up her vagina and said, who's that? Oh, Darth Vader. Because people know.
This is what people...
If I grabbed that dickhead with Dr. Doom, they'd be like, oh, it's some dickhead trying to be...
No, that's a famous character you're talking about.
Yeah, so famous you can't even carry one film.
And the chick from Jurassic World, she's really... that's a real character, not Darth Vader.
Holy shit. What fucking ecstasy were you taking when you watched that? I'm kidding you. The more I think about the movie, it is a decent movie.
What, Jurassic
World? Jurassic World.
Oh,
but her character is fucking...
Her characters are dumb.
I saw better characters.
Apart from Chris Pratt.
Movie we just watched had better characters. I would relate to her character being as dumb as them.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. She was a fucking waste of space. And it's not her acting, because she's a great actress.
Well, I think people have to... Like, there is shit that, like, you and me don't like, but we would still say the characters are famous characters. I'm not going to turn around and say... I dislike Lord of the Rings. Oh, I'm not a fan. I'm not going to say Gandalf's not a famous character.
No, he's an iconic character.
Dumb.
No, he's an iconic character.
Exactly. I'm not going to turn around and say Spider-Man, which we've made clear is not, you know, it's been
he's
a trilogy.
He's up there with Batman.
He's not there's a trilogy of it that he's not an iconic character.
He's up there with
that's
Batman.
That's dumb too. And
yeah. He's up there. I said Spider-Man's up there with Batman. He's a fucking legendary comic book, not just comic book, but
yeah,
character
exactly.
Itself.
Exactly. So these are some of the comments we had on this issue.
Yeah, you guys aren't very popular.
Jordan Cobb, Yes, a million times yes. How is he not an icon? Seriously, Darth Vader is one of the biggest icons of all time. My wife. Darth Vader is definitely iconic in the villain world. Tony
Guerrero.
Tony Guerrero said, what you've said is, what if you believe that Vader's not iconic, this is my response. What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I ever heard. Stacey Bray, how is this even a question? I didn't even see that one.
And that's just on one page of it, too, because we also put on the novel with the kick in the ass. But I was genuinely shocked when I actually heard that. I'm thinking, you guys...
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you like the movie or not. It's got nothing to do with that.
I've come to the conclusion they like bright lights. It's a dinosaur.
No, I think
that's the way I see them.
I think it's
now.
More of it. They're looking at it from they don't like Star Wars, which is whatever. That's fine.
It's a dinosaur.
Don't try and say it didn't affect things.
I'm going by his education.
This is okay. Hold on, more comments. Oh. Matthew Lucas. He is the ultimate bad guy, an absolute icon. Mark Smale. Only someone who could be cryogenically frozen or living under a rock for the last 60 years could consider Darth Vader anything other than an icon. And I'm adding this part, P1, but he regrets his dinner with you now.
No, but you're sort of, there are things that we hate.
Yeah, but we have respect for something.
I think Melissa McCarthy's horrible, but she's a fucking icon.
I don't know about icon, but she's popular, it? Definitely. But I think there's a difference between popular and icon. Like, but I mean, something like, okay, The Godfather. Great example, Vito Corleone.
Yeah.
That's an icon. I'm not a huge fan of the movie, but I can admit it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between what my I had a great teacher in files.
Oh, yeah.
In year 10, he taught me something that's pretty important. It always stayed with me, which is there's a difference between what you like and what you can observe and sort of, you know, have a theory on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can sit there and go, you know, I don't enjoy all Martin Scorsese movies, but I can fucking respect them.
Actually, what Shutter Island? Right? Weird.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. There's a difference between what you enjoy and what you can respect.
Now that man up there, that's an icon. Standing on the top of those stairs, raised hands in honor of his triumph.
If that is
an icon.
If Darth Vader's not an icon, I'm not in the movies. That's because people ask me, why is he an icon? I'm like,
okay. Why is he not? That's more the question.
No, but okay, I can explain it. The story, his arc is what Star Wars is about.
I'm not even talking about, I'm just talking about what that character did for film history.
Yeah.
Now, people are saying, oh, if Star Wars wasn't as big, blah, 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 it wouldn't have done this.
It doesn't matter, it's still dead.
That's my argument. The thing is,
Star Wars didn't exist. Well, what about if you didn't exist?
Now, Cody was saying if Star Wars came out now, it wouldn't have the impact.
It doesn't matter! It's fucking 40 years ago!
My point is, if Star Wars came out now, Jurassic World, fuck off, you don't exist. Jurassic Park, fuck off, you don't exist. Avengers, fuck off, you don't exist.
That's ridiculous.
Those films don't exist.
That is the most stupid. Not stupid. It's the most ridiculous argument. That's like saying, "Well, if Good, the Bad, and the Ugly came out now, I probably wouldn't have had the." Of course it didn't. Movies are products of their time.
Exactly.
Fucking the Beatles. If they came out now, wouldn't have had the same influence because
Beatles
affected the influence.
Ask Chad. He doesn't like the Beatles.
Yeah, that's fine.
Most overrated band. He said.
It's whatever.
What's wrong with movie spoilers?
Like Goldfinger. I love Goldfinger, but if they brought that out now, after all the same bonds, I probably wouldn't have the same influence.
Of course it would.
Fucking. Of course it wouldn't. But it's part of history. JFK, if he came out now, he wouldn't have started Vietnam now. Like, it doesn't matter. Oh, irritating.
As I said.
But you're allowed your...
Look at Muhammad Ali. Product of his time.
Everything's a product of
but
his time.
But the point was, he stood up in a time when he needed to stand up because he was born in that right generation.
Mm.
If he just stood up now and said, oh, yeah, you just don't like black people, he just sound like Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
But what he stood up for at that time made sense.
Was appropriate
that's why
for the
he
time.
Was a fucking icon.
George Martin said, George Martin, pretty sure the Beatles said, the Beatles were of their time. And that's exactly with film and TV and every sort of art form. Everything is of its time. The Mona Lisa came out now, you'd say, oh, it's just a fucking woman.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't even need to debate this argument because
everyone else agreed with us.
Just because they are wrong. P1 and Cody, you are just wrong on this case. Wrong. No argument, no discussion. Wrong.
No. But the
flat out wrong.
But the all the facts and the polls and all
you
that.
You can
they
take
don't
my facts and like, fuck them in the ass for all I care. It doesn't matter.
It's purely because
shit.
They just don't like Star Wars. They can't judge it. They've looked at it and well, I don't like Star Wars, therefore the character didn't have a thing.
In the words of Apollo Creed, come December, you're mine. It's come
but
December.
That doesn't matter.
Come December, you guys are going to be on your knees sucking bloody JJ's cock.
It doesn't, but that, good or you bad, it doesn't matter. You can't deny film history. Even
that trailer.
Even if
they showed a fucking melted helmet.
Yeah. No, I know.
God's not even there.
You look at all the film directors and everything. Fucking, I saw Bruce Willis the other day saying about how great a character Darth Vader was. So I don't see how you... It must just be because you dislike Star Wars, which is fine, whatever. But don't go try to deny and, you know, its place.
You can't help being retarded.
And the characters. It's as silly as me saying fucking Gollum wasn't a good CG character. Like,
no, Gollum is somewhat of an icon.
Exactly, but that's what I mean. It's like saying, I don't even like
Lord of the Rings. Even Jurassic Park. What's the icon of Jurassic Park?
The T-Rex.
Exactly.
It's the fucking T-Rex.
Yeah. Oh, but I didn't like that character. Yeah, but see, Jeff Goldblum, that's the cool character.
It's because P1 wants to be Jeff Goldblum. But you think everything raved about Jurassic Park, well, it's all about the fights, the action. No story.
Oh, fucking them.
No story at all.
I know. I know. You don't have to tell me. Dad watched it last night. Yeah, I said exactly so.
You go watch.
I can't remember any of it.
Go watch the fucking Birds with Michael Bay. You want to fucking enjoyment.
Speaking of Darth Vader, Jake Lloyd.
Oh.
Darth Vader at his peak, people. Darth Vader at his peak.
No, this is not an icon. Look what it's done to him.
Now we met Jake Lloyd. He seemed like a very nice guy.
Yeah, you talk about going out having sex with
him. I don't know what's happened to him since then. But I'm just looking for the
topic. Keep going. The story will be there. Keep going. Up. Bible man.
Here we go.
God, he looks like a serial killer. He looks like fucking Edward Norton.
He looks like Matthew Lucas.
He does.
He does, yeah. Star Wars. Anakin Skywalker. You can't even say the guy's name. His name's Jake Lloyd. Arrested after crazy car chase.
It's fucking Edward Norton from bloody American History X.
Jake Lloyd, the actor who played the young
actor.
The young Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars The Phantom Menace was arrested after an insane car chase. Now this is pod racing. That ended when Jake plowed into some trees. Everything's overheated. I think we all thought the same thing.
I thought if I crash my car, I might make episode 7 bigger.
So, you're not in it, Jake.
but did you see, did you see after this was the following story? Say that he attacked his mother? Did you see that?
No, but you told me about it.
There was a story where apparently it came out that he attacked his mother and he's been classified schizophrenic. The same thing Anakin Skywalker was diagnosed. Wouldn't he laugh if he actually turned out to be Darth Vader? After all this, and us bagging him all these years.
So we're taking his lawyers interviewing him, and just chokes him. I thought, your lack of faith disturbing.
That's the other thing. How could they not say Darth Vader doesn't have cool lines?
What?
No, but did they say...
Oh, they just say he's not an icon.
Well, they said he's not memorable. That's what Cody told me.
They're fucking idiots.
How can you say he's not memorable? He's got some of the best
because
lines.
They said, but just because he said, I am your father.
That's not just it. He was an icon before the second movie came out. So how does that make sense?
Nah, not at all.
Nah.
Never.
There were posters, people, after 77.
What was the Empire Strike? What was the Empire Strike Back's poster?
Vader. That's just it. His head.
No title, nothing. He just head. Had his head and had
and
the date.
And it said, Vader lives.
Yeah,
that's
and had
it.
The date. Vader come when Empire was coming out. It didn't say Empire Strikes Back. Nothing.
And you know what?
It was his goddamn helmet, but he's not an icon.
The people were looking at it going, who's that? What sort of vacuum is that? Sorry, guys, we'll come to it. Well, I'm not sorry.
You're fucking idiots.
I'm not sorry. But the,
I'm a dickhead. I'm a moron.
What?
But that has got to be the most retarded, stupid comment in the...
I've got to say...
That was the dumbest thing since CJ saying no one's
No, style. It's worse than CJ saying.
Yeah, actually it is.
It's worse, because CJ saying they don't have Star Wars, you know, Star Wars isn't going to be big, but that hasn't happened yet. They're saying that what happened never happened. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, you guys make me cry, Tom.
So Jake Lloyd... So he crashed his pod racer. No.
He crashed into Sebulba.
So basically the story is that he...
He's a fucking weirdo.
Because we met him.
He seemed perfectly normal.
He seemed perfectly normal. I brought up strip clubs to him, and ever since then, this is one of my friends reckon, ever since then, he, strip clubs.
Oh, yeah. Turn it along.
Are you an angel?
Are you a stripper?
I saw breasts on the outer rim. They were the most beautiful things in the universe. They can make even the hardened space part cry.
That's what he said when they got arrested. What's going to happen to me now? The council have given me permission to arrest you.
And after he you know, he got thrown out of the strip club, right? Because he spent too much money and he was sleeping. He said, we've got to get back home in time. Vaginas are very, very dangerous.
I just realized something. He's got that braid. Remember when Anakin gets that braid?
Yeah.
Who else has got that braid now who's batshit insane? Shia!
He's got the braid!
He's got the braid! He actually has that fucking braid.
Pip Disney, please don't put Shia LaBeouf in Star Wars.
Jake Lloyd. All
right? Yeah. Shia! Then Jake Lloyd!
There's a buddy cop movie right now.
Oh, yeah, in the Star Wars universe.
Fuck.
Bounty hunters in disguise.
Shia LaBeouf as Boba Fett. Now, P1 says, P1 and Cody don't think he's an icon. Now, I think that's wrong as well, but whatever.
Yeah. That's less.
They just say he doesn't do anything, which is. That's why he's an icon. But imagine if Shia was playing.
Who did they think was an icon out of interest?
Fucking redhead bitch from Jurassic World. But you imagine Shia as Boba Fett.
That'd be awesome. I want to see him, like, in a Starsky and Hutch movie in outer space. Let it go! What does he say?
What
does Shia say?
Just do it!
Just do it! Punch it out again! Do it!
Going completely insane.
I'll try spinning. That's a good trick, Shia.
Do it!
We've got to do something, Shia.
That's what you said to the stripper on the pole. Just try spinning. That's a good trick. Yeah. Look at all the money we have.
I
get to
grind. Oh, as he left the strip club, not to be forced out. Just look at the security guard. Oh, what will happen to me now?
he got kicked out. He goes, oh, it's very cold.
No, it gives the stripper, you know, when he gives the stripper that little pendant. I made this for you. I don't want this bit of wood.
Make money,
bit of wood. It'll give you good fortune. Will it get me out of this club? I've got another. Speaking of clubs.
Oh, no.
Okay. No, I haven't told you about this one because it happened a couple of weeks ago. I've been meaning to tell you. We were a couple of weeks ago. We couldn't go to a. We normally go to Adalia's parents for lunch, but we couldn't go this week because her mother was teaching or something.
What, like, a strip club?
Please don't listen to this. So we decided we'd go. There was an RSL nearby. Well, oh, yeah, they do cheap lunches. We can go there. And it's next to a lawn bowls club. Now, when we turned up, we're just looking around, you know, eating the food was all right. And the lawn, and notice the lawn bowls club next door is actually closed because they're doing a bit of renovating and all that. Some old guy walks in, like, just furious, like, what are they doing over there? Right? Like, he's furious.
Did he actually sound like
that? Yeah, he did. And basically, these guys who must have known him said, oh, Norm, what's wrong?
Norm! Oh, don't tell me some cheers.
They said, oh, yeah, he's next door still, you know, closed. You know, they're still doing renovating, and he came out with this, and this cracked me up. They are ruining a great game of bowls! And it cracked me up.
Why do you find these weird fucking people?
I don't know. But explain that. Ruining, all they do is renovating.
How come he turned into Skeletor?
Skeletor played lawn bowls.
You sound like
ruined the great game of bowls. Hey, man, ruined the great game of bowls. So I wanted to play bowls to get into Castle Grayskull.
Oh, God.
Beastman would be good at bowls.
Why? Because he's troll. Merman.
Whiplash. He'd be good at bowls with that tail. Do Americans know what lawn bowls are? Do they know what lawn bowls are?
Oh, they would.
I think they do.
Boring old game for old bastards.
Yeah, that's it. And so basically, she just sat there going off. And she's looking at me going, don't. Don't.
You're just thinking about, the show.
This poor old girl, like, this big squeaky voice. It's like, it's terrible. I can't believe they're doing this. Doing all those old citizens.
Pitching skull to walk into a club.
To long
I
ball.
Don't believe it.
Yeah, it'll be just like the old days.
Oh, yeah, where was Hordak?
I think he was the one doing the renovating. That's who he got annoyed with. I suppose we should, since it's supposed to be a Terminator show, start to talk about Terminator. Terminator. Let's take a look back. Go back. 1984. Because that's what they're doing at the moment. Yeah,
I fucking ruined it. So
the once you're so let's back at the start. Terminator. People who might not know about this franchise. Terminator was a movie made by James.
Not Cameron. An icon. Yeah.
We'll go over the Terminator 3. Now that was an icon.
Some guy with glasses
and wanderer. He's only cool because he wears glasses. He's only memorable because he wears glasses. He's only memorable because he says, I'll be back. It's the same logic. It's the same logic.
Actually, that is a great point.
He's only...
If he dresses in black, sunglasses, dark, says lines, catchphrases.
People.
Not icons.
People. If you look up icon, because my friend Mickey sent me this. If you look up icon iconography on the general... what I don't know what dictionary is online. It comes up with iconography in sci-fi. Main villain usually in black. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but okay.
Not an icon.
But, Terminator 1, did you like it?
It depends what's happening with it now. It really depends. I liked it back then.
I've got a lot of respect for the first Terminator.
Great film.
It is a fantastic, it was so cheap the way they did that movie.
Not an icon, but good.
It was pretty iconic when it came
out. Of course it is! Like a dickhead! Yeah, okay. Genius!
But I suppose the only thing that stayed...
Why do you think they're doing this fucking...
Yeah,
they're going back to say, look at this! Do you remember this?
Yeah, you remember this?
Yeah,
look,
I remember
it was like this, but different.
I remember when it was good!
They're ruining the great Terminator timeline!
I'm probably going to yell that out.
That's right, yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking at another topic, what to say for next week. But the first Terminator was a cheap movie. I mean, James Cameron
how
was...
How much did it cost?
Do you know, rough? Fucking $5 million or something. It was very cheap.
Sex and the City, which was $100 million.
Yeah, but we might like that, you know.
I'm just saying.
I get a feeling, after what we've said today, somehow Darth Vader's going to creep into that review, because I think that's the next... time I'll be speaking to him.
Yeah, Cody, get ready for that one.
The first Terminator was just it was made for $8 million. James Cameron was coming off a great movie called Piranha 2.
Which he got sacked from, didn't he?
No, he might have finished directing it. I can't remember.
I thought he was sacked.
But the second one, the other thing he'd done, because he had to halt production on Terminator because he wrote another movie. Remember, you know what that movie was?
Not First Blood.
Yeah, it was. The Part second two, one. Yeah. And
because
Arnie,
wasn't he waiting for Arnie for Conan?
Who were the studio interested to play the Terminator?
Originally?
Mm.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. And then it went to Lance Hendrickson. Yeah. And then basically Terminator...
They wanted Arnie as Kyle Reese.
Kyle Reese. Yeah. And
fuck, they got that.
That's right.
Yeah. John Courtney playing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. What with the Austrian accent?
I just thought of that, yeah.
Yeah. But basically, what was I talking about? Yeah, James Cameron was going to get into a fight with Arnold, and you know, because he didn't want him as Kyle Reese. But the studio wanted him, so he was going
to
get into a fight with him.
He was trying to make
him
not want him, and Arnie wanted the
right. And someone said to him, well, what if, I don't know who, and whoever it was Brian, said to him, well, what if Arnie was the Terminator?
Which Arnie wanted anyway.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And he found that character more fascinating.
I mean, what was great about Terminator was the love story was essentially... you want to talk about guys not liking love stories?
Yeah.
That's a great love story.
Whole movie's
it looks like it's going to get fucked up now. that was a really good love story.
Well,
and you cared about them. You cared about the characters. You
we're scared of the villain. I've always thought of the first Terminator. I know a lot of people will probably disagree. I'm not sure it is an action movie. It's a bit of a horror movie too.
Horror, love,
it's this action. Big violent guy coming after you, and it feels
that sounds like a love story.
like P1.
He's not big,
but he's a big. He's lovely. He's like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, the score was well limited for the time. Genius. But the main theme is
genius,
classic. I wish they had a
icon.
And then after that, which was a bit of a hit, but you know, they say it's a bit of a hit, but they never got the money back on it that they wanted to. That's the funny part.
Because they said there was a storm coming in,
and then 8 years or 7 years passed, and T2 came out.
Oh.
What was your opinion on that?
Oh, jeez.
Part of the illustrious five.
What?
The illustrious five. Die Hard, First Blood, I can't remember what the other one was. Aliens, and maybe Lethal Weapon, and Terminator 2. The five greatest action movies of all time. It'd be five of them.
I thought you meant like in that 1 year. I was going to say, those movies came out.
Part of the illustrious five. Terminator 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Well, how many great action movies have a great sequel? That,
oh, like that? Not like many.
Sure. You know why? Because they made it, they kept loyal to the first movie without fucking it up.
Like, yeah. And just altering the story slightly.
Yeah.
Without saying, we're changing everything. Like, but no, I mean, look, it was a continuation.
There are still some issues with it, like Edward Furlong's acting at times, but he's a kid.
I loved Arnie in that movie. Like Arnie, you didn't. I remember as a kid, like I worshipped that the way he played that
and
character.
And you ever want to talk about sexism in movies? Women aren't strong. Fucking Sarah Connor
would rip your nuts off.
she was more scary than the Terminators.
But it was one of those movies where just everything came together. The action scenes are mind-blowing. They still hold up.
I mean, one of, if not, the greatest introduction to any movie.
What, the yeah, with
the war scene, and then the skull, and that music is one of the best opening scenes ever.
And you could, there's
that would be top
okay.
Three.
Now, how does this make you feel? Terminator 2, $100 million budget. Now we just watched another movie with $100 million budget. Now you can see every dollar in T2 up there on the screen. All right.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Fuck. That was the first $100 million budget.
It was, yeah, it was.
And then Sex and the City. Jesus Christ.
And look, there's really not much to say about the second one. It is, in my opinion, one of the greatest action movies of all time. I mean,
the
characters
movies.
Are great. The villain is... There you go. There's a good example. When you take a villain, that could have really failed.
Oh, God.
Because like, he's smaller than Arnold. He's
that's what made him work.
Sketch, but he's fucking intimidating. Yeah. He's a scary bastard.
Look at his face.
He's a, but Patrick was perfect as
that. Because they couldn't go another big, bulky fucking...
Because James Cameron, for all the shit everyone gives him, is a clever bastard.
He's a clever bastard. Look, give shit to Avatar. Yeah, biggest movie of all time.
And
so
he also thinks Starfighter's an icon, guys.
Icon. He got into movie because of Star Wars.
He was a truck driver. Did you know that?
Truck driver. Oh, God, the Dark Helmet. No, his name. He's not my Drexel films.
No, I'm a beautician. Of course, I'm a truck driver.
Everyone keeps saying it's because of the movies. Well, Darth Vader's the fucking name in the movie. He's the main character of the movie. Whether you like it or not, fuck off.
Well, just watch. All you need to do, watch the extra feature. They won't because they don't like Star Wars. On the Star Wars DVDs, and they go through all that they speak to all the directors who were influenced by it. And that was back then. Now you've got people like Nolan, J.J. Abrams.
Yep.
But I'm very biased, so you know. It's true, I am.
Well, even, what's his name who directed Skyfall?
Oh, Sam Mendes. Yeah.
Star Wars fan.
but, yeah, so, T2, what more is it? And the ending was... a powerful ending.
Oh, great film.
Made
people cry for a fucking machine
note. The score was fantastic. Mm. And it ends on a note where you feel satisfied without it being too miserable or too...
Yeah.
You know, too... Oh. Like,
Michael Jackson.
And Miles Dyson cooked us dinner.
Miles Dyson did, yeah. Whoa,
at the Christmas episode last year. So we should be grateful. And it's got Hank!
Yeah, Hank Schrader.
Yeah. Terminator 3.
Oh boy! We waited
a long time. It was a lot because they spoke. It wasn't like T2 came out and they said we're not doing it anymore. That's what sort of gives me because people are like, oh, James Cameron never. I remember after Terminator 2 came out, it was the mega hit it was. He said the story might not be over. I remember.
I saw
him
as a kid when we watched it in the movies, and he breaks his arm off, and I thought,
third one,
Even as a kid, when I'm
6 years old.
Yeah, one of my memories in the second one was that when we saw it at the movies, there was an old woman in front, and the moment that in the opening when there's the skull
yeah,
and her going jumping up, and oh goodness!
I do remember that scene.
Yeah,
when it happened, I can't remember the woman, but I remember that with the skull.
Goodness! So I was like, you're going to be in trouble in this movie if that's what you're scared of. But T3, they went overboard to the comedy. That's his biggest flaw. God, yeah. That's his biggest flaw.
Biggest flaw was the length. It took so long to happen, it was never going to rival T3.
Yeah, I don't think it's the disaster. People are like, this is one of the worst movies of all time. Really?
No. Biggest problem? No, I hate the fact there's no intro. No music. Nothing.
Yeah.
It was like,
it's just, yeah.
Darkness to both rooms.
Oh, I just, what? Jerry Connor being killed off didn't really work for me. I just thought, it seemed like, oh, you know, we buried her somewhere, whacked her guns in here.
I don't mind her dying. Like, the way he explains it, like, yeah, at least she never got to see Judgment Day.
Yeah. Yeah,
that, I like the thing where she had cat on the cameo. She's like, at least, you know, she said, every day is a blessing. You know, I'll make sure. I like that, that she dies.
Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever. But, and John's like, oh, but I still don't believe it. I'm going to drive around and be nobody.
Like, yeah, yeah. Whatever. Doing the Man of Steel thing. That's what he was being Clark Kent.
And I had no problem with what Nick Starr.
Yeah, they were, all the acting was fine. I liked her as the Terminator.
TX.
I don't think she was as good as the first two, but you fucking follow her.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, you follow like, make a technology breakthrough in the second one.
What else could you do? Make Sam Worthing a Terminator? Oh, wait.
And just the whole... I think the ending is probably the strongest point, but it does leave you...
It has... I actually probably closed the best ending.
Yeah.
Out of any Terminator.
It's a hard ending, though, to take.
It's a hard ending, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's memorable.
Where it's like, you must accept your fucking destiny.
I mean, my biggest problem with... It's like when John Cleese said his problem with Fierce Creatures wasn't Fierce Creatures, but Fish Called Wanda. My problem with Terminator 3 isn't Terminator 3, but Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Because all the problems from T3 really stem from the second one. Because you look at it and you go, well, hold on. You know, their fate isn't sealed, but that contradicts the message in the second one.
The one line where...
This other thing contradicts the message in the second one.
The one line Artie says, where he says, you know, Judgment Day is inevitable.
Like, I didn't buy it.
Why the fuck did you come out?
Yeah. So why didn't you say that in the other one? I know you're another Terminator, but still.
But that's my point. If he's another Terminator, he walks, opens the car, stops, looks at the visor, and gets the keys, which is what John taught him.
Yeah.
And didn't he teach him that in the future?
I don't know.
I don't know. To be a different Terminator.
I don't know. I think after T2, I think every movie is sort of a different timeline.
Yeah, like,
and then, I mean, there was the TV show in between all this, which I, of course, first season, you know, a bit sketchy. And man, Summer Glass hot. And second season, it got to a point where I was like, this is really good. Like, it's like, this is where it's something new.
Speaking of Terminator, dinner is served. Why'd I turn to Lumiere?
And that's why Terminator 3 was the best out of all of them.
She went to delete all that section.
I can't remember. You missed it. You missed all the good points.
All the wonderful points we brought up. So
well, you know, like when he goes to talk to her.
Puts the sunglasses on.
The Elton John glasses.
That gay friggin' bloody stripper. That has to be the worst acting part.
What? Talk to the hands. So I don't know why they needed to do that.
Like, it's funny.
You reckon they made the first three quarters funny because of the ending?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, because I no one really was sure how it was going to end, but by about halfway, you're like, how can you end it with it saving the day again?
I knew it beforehand. Yeah. I didn't know it before, but everyone kept saying, well, they better make another one. It's a dark ending. Oh, jeez. Jeez, wonder what happens.
I give a ball. That's not, like,
yeah, exactly.
The movie has major issues, but that ending had balls.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't think any... It's just when people say it's one of the worst movies of all time, I'm like,
no, not even close.
I wouldn't even have it as one of the worst sequels of all time. I think there's been some far worse sequels out there than
Crow Wicked Prince.
Yeah. One day we're going to review that. One day
we should do the
okay.
Top.
Would you rather watch Sex and the City or that?
Okay. What's fuck it? Don't you, sagas that have a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
What is the worst in that trilogy? Like movies that are shit that are worse than Terminator 3.
That are like
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Yes. Yes. Jaws 3.
I was about to say.
I mean, that's not a trilogy. But you mean sagas.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point. That, yeah, even Jaws a trilogy. 3. Whatever the third one was in that
I'd
franchise.
Say Alien 3 is
Alien 3.
About the same level. We're pretty close.
Yeah. Talk about dark ending.
Yeah, about the same, but still, again, the stories are a bit flawed. Like,
yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Rocky 3.
Right? What?
Rocky 3.
No, Rocky 3 was
Transformers 3, even though that was shit to begin
with. Yeah.
But definitely the worst.
Superman 3! Batman Forever!
Yeah, I forgot about those two. Those two don't exist to me, because they're not in a franchise.
Iron Man 3?
Yes, Iron Man 3.
Yeah, about the same level.
Take that P1.
I don't know. I mean,
Avengers 3?
There's plenty of Avengers 3 in the two movies, though.
Yeah. Infinity Wars. Probably needs it.
Yeah, well, because it's
thing all about money, we know that, but it probably doesn't need it.
It's Thanos. Is it finally?
What about Fantastic Four? That's the kind of the...
Hasn't even made it to one! Hasn't even made it to one yet.
Who made it to two?
Yeah, and they were both celebrated films.
I
don't hate Cody the first one.
Those films. He needs to review them.
I don't hate the first one, but I don't like it.
You're wrong. They're icons.
Could they say they're icons?
Oh, Pete Cody and people would for sure.
Those characters are icons.
Name them.
The Thing.
Yeah, well that's hard.
I
only because I know them. I couldn't tell you their real names.
The Thing, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit?
Sue Shadow? What's her name?
Sue Shepherd?
Shepherd?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you their names.
Susan Boyle?
I couldn't tell you their names. I know they're fucking...
Is it Mr. Invisible or Mr. Perfect?
Mr.
Or...
Fantastic.
Human Torch.
Human Torch? I couldn't tell you that. I
don't think they're icons. I mean, well, I think they're very popular.
Look, okay, if I...
I don't know. I mean,
if I told you Human Torch's name was Johnny Blaze, what would you say?
Terrific. What? I don't know him.
Johnny Blaze is Ghost Rider.
I tell you what.
Johnny Blaze is Ghost Rider.
Chris Evans far more as Captain America than I do.
That's my point. There was a video about this when they had Johnny Storm, who's fucking bloody the Human Torch, and Johnny Blaze, who's fucking bloody Ghost Rider. Mm. They're talking about going, hang on. You're a guy that burst into flames, you're called a Human Torch and all shit.
But why is it? You know, I hear people talk, when I hear people talk about comics, I can easily say, and this is not just me being an arse or anything, Fantastic Four is not one of the comics they talk about as being great.
It's not.
I hear about Spider-Man.
Because it's not.
I hear about anything by Alan Moore. I hear about Batman, obviously. Mm. Some of the Superman stuff, some of the X-Men stuff, some of the, some of the Spider-Man stuff. But I never hear about Fantastic Four.
You know, I think the Fantastic Four sums up their movie. It'll be a fantastic when they get to the fourth one and actually get it right for a change.
They could do it. I don't know Fantastic Four, so I can't comment on it.
I'm probably going to like the new one because I know nothing about it and I really don't care about them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because I know Nostalgia Critic did a review on it. And I ripped it to pieces. I mean, I didn't hate the... I think the Thing's a pretty cool-looking character. I do, but I don't really know much about it.
Shit.
I don't know. I don't know about the new one.
That's the point.
I mean, in the movie I saw.
No, but even the new one, they go, oh, he looks shit. I'm like, he looked like shit in the other two. He looked like shit in the bloody Roger Corman fucking film. He looked like shit anyway in a comic.
See, Fantastic Four is what Stan Lee worked most on, isn't it, from what I understand?
He had a big involvement, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember X-Men.
Not everyone does good work.
I mean, I remember X-Men, like, I hear far more about X-Men than them guys.
I consider Stan Lee's Batman as Spider-Man.
What? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, Incredible Hulk. There's another one that's talked about more than Fantastic Four. Yeah, more about the Hulk. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because no one cares about Fantastic Four. Which is why this movie will bomb. It won't bomb because of the fucking previous films. It's going to bomb because of the Fantastic Four. No one cares about them.
Possibly. No one cares. Yeah, I mean, let me put it this way. I care more about seeing Ant-Man. I'm more interested to see that.
No one gives a shit about Fantastic Four. I'm sorry, they
don't.
But
is that because... See, Ant-Man's being made by Marvel, is that right? And Fantastic Four's being done by
That's
Fox.
The argument was why no one wants to see because it looks like shit. I'm like, even if it looked... If it was by Marvel and all that stuff... It would definitely make more money, but people still wouldn't care.
It wouldn't make Dark Knight level. Let me put that way.
Not even in the same fucking universe.
It wouldn't, or it wouldn't make I doubt it even make Days of Future Past money. Maybe a little bit.
Would make Batman and Robin money.
Oh, I don't know. That's pretty low.
It's still made money. That's pretty low. Still made money.
Yeah, 200 or so, yeah.
Terminator
Salvation. The one everyone loves the most.
Oh, I don't
this get... ruined... this ruined... the great Terminator franchise. Got to go back in time to fix it. This was the nemesis.
I don't get it. I don't get the hatred. I don't think it's good.
Yeah,
I don't think it's great. But it's...
Oh, right. One of the worst films I have ever witnessed. How?
I don't know.
I agree with you. I don't.
Terminator 3 is worse.
I'm not saying it's a good. It's funny how, you know, one thing I've noticed, things are either one of the worst movies of all time or one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah.
There's never any grey area, is it? This is a movie that falls for me in the grey area. It's not good, but it's not. I mean, yeah, I could look at it and poke it apart for plot holes and all that. And it being a Terminator movie, it should probably be better.
Oh, but, of course.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't have good things in it. It does. Like, I thought, I'm going to say, I thought Sam Worthington was good in this movie.
Yeah.
I thought he was.
Like, everyone
all
says
right.
about, oh, they should have spoiled the fact that he was a Terminator.
That
okay.
was okay. I mean,
let me tell you this. He's alive.
If fucking the new trailer ruins things for the new one more than
but
that.
He's in the world today.
Mm.
He goes to sleep. The atomic wars happens. He's just lying there, wakes up. Gee, I wonder if he's a machine. I mean, come on, like, you didn't fucking guess that.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit, put it in the trailer, oh, ruined the movie.
Yeah, who I liked in I mean, I gotta say, Christian Bale. I know, when Christian Bale does the tough-ass thing, I just don't like it. Whether it's here and fucking Batman, I just don't like it. But
it's better just being a nobody actor.
No, he's a good actor. He's a good actor.
When he plays
but not,
a guy who is a nothing.
It's like Natalie Portman in fantasy movies. She doesn't belong. It's like she doesn't.
She doesn't know how to act.
She doesn't know. Like it's. Like, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think Christian Bale's a terrible Batman at all. I just. I think he overdoes it, and I think he overdoes it.
He had a
here.
Great singing voice.
I think he overdoes it here. What was fucking? Yeah, you bring up a point. What was the bitch out of Jurassic Park? What's her name? Bryce Howard.
Yeah.
What was she doing in Terminator Salvation? She was pregnant, and that's it.
Playing
where are you what? Going? You coming back?
I'll be back. She was meant to be playing bloody...
Kate, yeah. Claire Danes.
Catherine Brewster.
Yeah. We spoke a lot about her, and so she must have made an impression.
Because she was a character that was never in the first two.
I still didn't mind her as a character.
No, but there was like no acknowledgement. Oh, she was your wife. What?
Yeah. I mean, I think it does have some plot holes. I'm not sure about Helen Bonham Carter being it. In it, and yeah, but there's things I generally like. There's a big chase scene with Kyle Reese that I thought worked well. It's a good scene where he starts the car up and he hears music for the first time, and Kyle Reese goes, "What's that?"
Yeah,
I thought shit like that, and I thought Anton, what's his name, who I fucking hated as Chekhov,
could fix it. Could be fix it.
Would that be Wales here? what's he? No, was he? No, my favorite bit in Star Trek history is.
When you say your favorite, you mean your worst.
Yeah, when Vulcan's about to blow up in the reboot, and what does Chekhov turn around and go, "Hi, hi, hi!" Makes it sound like his pizza's late.
Makes you sound like a Johnny Five.
But here in Terminator, I thought he was a good car race. I didn't think he was Michael Biehn level, but he's
how can you be Michael Biehn when he is car race?
But
compared to what's coming.
That's 10 years before the first Terminator, so I could kind of accept it. I thought he did it well. I can't remember Moonblood. What's a fucking name? I can't remember that.
Good Moonblood.
But you know, there's some good effects, and I don't think it is the disaster that people make.
It's not.
Especially when I kept hearing about how better Star Trek was than it when it came out, and I'm like, I'm not really seeing it, but all right.
Once again. Flashy lights. Pretty. That's what the fucking audience is.
I don't know.
Anyone who liked that shit, Star Trek, I'm sorry, that's all it was. Flashy lights and prettiness.
Well, they came
what
around...
What was the story? I don't know.
They came around in the second. I think the Leonard Nimoy factor...
We didn't need to come around the second one. We were there the first one.
No, I know. But a lot of people came around and said, actually, the second one wasn't very good.
Like, I'm this isn't really good.
I'm like, well,
no
first
shit.
One wasn't fucking a masterpiece either.
I
still haven't seen the second one.
And I prefer the second
one. See, I'm not even going to call it the second one. I had a great Star Trek
already. You know why I prefer the second one? Because by then, I knew, it's like being raped the second time. First time is bad, painful. The second time, you know what you get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I could really. One day, I'll do a review of Star Trek, that 2009 movie. Oh, and I'll explain my problems with it, and people can either, you know, tear me apart or agree with me. I don't care. It's just my opinion. Fucking, it didn't stop JJ from maybe getting to where he belongs. Maybe. So
yeah, if he had to fuck something,
he
up to
belongs.
Get there.
He's where he belongs now. Ask that to me again in 6 months. But for the moment, it looks like he's where he belongs.
In the words of Han, we're home.
Yeah. So I don't. I think the movie, the ending's a bit weak. I think there's some nice shots.
Yeah, oh, take my heart.
Yeah,
give me your heart.
Give a new one. Woo! Done. John Connor served. Over there. Give that photo to Kyle Reese.
Yeah, they didn't even do that shit.
Yeah,
he didn't even give me the photo. Dude, take my jacket. I was like, why didn't you give him the photo? At least that has the significance to it.
Anyway, I'm going off in this Michael Bay helicopter shot.
Like, I like that, like, they little hints of showing how John gets the scar on his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff like that's kind of
cool. I thought the CG on Arnie, the CG, I thought it was all right.
I don't look any fucking better than the next one.
I don't think it's as bad. Oh, you could tell that wasn't really Arnold. No shit! Arnie's in his 70s! Of course not! Oh, that's not really him! I'm like,
I love that scene when you hear the music and he walks out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's cool.
I thought it had a good... I definitely think it's got more things going for it than people want to give it. Like, you know, I mean, there are certain movies, like, say, I'm not a huge fan of the Planet of the Apes reboot. The makeup, however, is amazing. But you won't hear people, the Planet of the Apes reboot that Tim Burton did.
Oh, God!
No.
I'm not talking about the
Planet of the Apes remake. I don't think it's a good movie, but it's got, you know, it's got good makeup in it. I mean,
even the score.
But people won't give it that because it's considered a terrible movie. There's some good movies that have bad elements, and there's some bad movies that have good elements.
Batman Forever.
had a good U2 song.
That's it. Done from there. That's a good part.
And a great performance by Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah. Great performance.
Yeah, there's another third one. I bet a lot more people say Batman Forever is better than Terminator 3. I bet. So, now we come to now. We're at now.
I've been waiting for you.
What are you expecting? Because
I really don't know at the moment.
I'm hearing things all over the fucking place. I'm hearing it's awful, and then I'm hearing this is what we've always waited for since the. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going, scared. I have no idea what to think. I don't know if they're going to go off in a timeline where none of this shit happened, and it's just a love story timeline. That I won't like. I can guarantee you I won't like. Like, say if she doesn't get with him, but it's a setup for this great romantic love story. Like, I'm like, you've missed what the original was.
No, because she needs to fall pregnant then and there on that night. Otherwise, John Connor's not born. Because
don't you?
If they do not sleep together at that exact same time at night, John Connor's not born.
Don't you think? I mean, one of the things I'm not looking forward to is that, like, say, okay, Robert Patrick played the T-1000. The T-1000. This is this good looking Asian guy. Sarah Connor is pretty plain. Let's face it, the first one. In this, she's fucking gorgeous. And I'm like,
because she's mother of dragons.
And then there's Michael Biehn.
And then there's Jay Court.
And of all the casting, that's the one.
Is an abomination.
It could be good. Yeah. That part, I don't
know. Sam Worthington. Last movie was Australian.
Well, let me put it this way. I haven't heard any reviews coming out and blasting Jay Courtney yet. I haven't heard any that say he's good. But I haven't heard any that say he's too bad. So I'm going to be going into this with no idea what to think.
Are they going to love this or fucking despise it?
Just give you some idea. I'm like, it's really touching on sacred territory because Terminator was, especially those first two, were huge movies to us as kids. Like,
now they're doing the Star Trek route.
And
it didn't happen.
It feels like to me they're wanting to do. You know, I'm just one thing with a lot of movies now. The ones that are made out of passion always seem to have something original and, you know, sort of something.
My question is, how many fucking Terminators did Skynet send back?
Well, I don't know. See, this whole fucking timeline, I don't know what's going on anymore. I used to study it and fucking figure
out. Okay, just say
now I don't know what's going on.
Just say this rules out 3 and 4 ever happened.
Yeah.
So in other words, he sent back Arnie. He sent back T-1000, then Kyle Reese, Other Arnie.
Do you know what
old
they,
Arnie?
Do you know what they call back? Call Arnie in this? Pops. That's his name.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Hi, Pops.
I don't like it.
Hello.
Don't like it at all.
Well, you don't like him being called Pops?
No, it's just stupid.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to be... I don't know. I'm going to have a very hard time seeing Jai Courtney. Oh. Even when I look at him on the trailer, I'm like, it's Jai Courtney. That's not Kyle
it's
Reese.
Not Kyle
it's not Kyle Reese.
I'd rather like, Michael Biehn.
Whereas, I don't know. Even Khaleesi, I think she'll be good, but
it's not Sarah Connor.
Is it? It's a tough chick who could be like out of like a Resident Evil.
Yeah, like I've seen the clip. It's not that bad.
But I mean that's a sort of tough character.
Yeah, but like I'm watching. There's the clip.
I'm not saying the movie's that bad or anything.
There's a clip of when the Terminator first arrives and he's talking to Bill Paxton's character.
Yeah,
and it's probably by a different actor. I'm like, you're just trying to be Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
So don't try.
He literally is trying to be Bill Paxton because
he's doing a bad job of it.
They're trying to go across the... I mean, the problem is when you play around with timelines like this and go across like that, people can fucking analyze his shit and tear it apart. And I do that myself. So I can't talk too much. But it's just... I could be very... I really hope I'm very surprised. I hope I go in...
I hope I go in
and see something original.
I'm hoping to hear the theme. The music at the start, a good credit sequence, good action movie. Jai Courtney surprises me; it actually acts.
Notice how the trailers haven't shown him much.
I know, because he's probably dead in person.
I think this is what's going to happen. I think it's going to be open ended.
Yep.
I think it's going to have. I don't think Arnie's going to die. I think he's going to be still around so that if they need another one, because they know Arnie's the linchpin of all this, even though one day they'll have to let him go.
You want to shock me? You kill Sarah Connor off.
Yeah.
And somehow that fucks the entire timeline.
They're not going to do that, though. They're going to have... Everyone's going to... Well, not. I don't know about everyone, but they're... You know, and it's going to be, well, they haven't gotten together in this one. Maybe they'll be getting together in the next one.
That means John Connor's dead.
But they're setting this up for a trilogy.
Doesn't matter.
Does
John
everything
Connor.
Need a fucking trilogy?
Okay. A male reproduces sperm and has to have sex.
Mm.
If he doesn't, there's John dead.
Mm.
He doesn't sleep with her at that time. John doesn't exist.
I think, yeah, but...
you're really good to it, too.
No, but I think you're setting yourself up for... You're taking this too seriously. What did you expect, Citizen Kane? Like, that's how people...
I'm expecting the human anatomy to come into this.
Well, why shouldn't we take it seriously? Fucking Terminator 1 and 2 were pretty movies that were taken seriously.
Well, the point is that it's a coincidence. Oh, he gets so back in time. He slept with her.
But that's what I've always got a problem with these creating the alternate timeline. Back to the Future did it because we hadn't, They played around it really well in the second one with 1955.
Yeah, but they were as a fiction, almost like a fictional world.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't fucking around with.
Plus,
oh look what happened in the real world, you know.
Plus the events in the first two Terminators were these massive things, whereas Back to the Future, yeah, there was the storm and all that, but you know
Back to the Future is about to happen. Actual date.
Yeah, 2015. Yeah, so, I mean, look, I could be very surprised and they could produce something original. But, I'm not holding out for a great movie. Let me put it this way. I mean, the one thing, this is directed by the guy who's done Game of Thrones. So...
Oh, is this Dave...
Alan Taylor.
Oh, okay, that's not the guy.
It's the guy who did... I think he did...
Who's David Nutter? What has he done?
The Red Wedding and Gotham.
What?
I told you, we did that review.
He did the last two Game of Thrones episodes as well.
Well, he's a great director.
Fucking A, he's a good director. What the hell did he do with Gotham?
because it's Gotham. It's Gotham.
Did he do the Red Hood? No, it wasn't that one, sure.
The Red Wedding. He did the Red Wedding.
Not the Red Hood.
No, I think he did Jerome. I think he might have.
What the hell have you done to yourself?
I don't know.
You dropped like the three best episodes of Game of Thrones and then that? Jesus.
Yeah, but Christ. But you can only do what's on this page. Yeah. How is Gotham going? Why aren't we getting the reviews for it? Why are we getting the reviews? I've got great news. There's an exciting new character coming in. I think it's Mr. Freeze. I don't know. There's some... I'm like, yeah, we're adding another bad guy. I'm like,
don't care.
I think Black Mask might be coming in.
Fuck off.
You want to talk about characters that belong in Sex and the City? That Barbara chick, man, she belongs in that show.
Oh.
She belongs in that show. So next week, people, Wayne's highly anticipated review of the movie of the new millennium.
What do you mean
so
by you, me, Cody, and Z will be sitting down?
I bet you we
on July 4th for them.
I bet you they liked it more than us. They'll say it's not so bad. I don't know.
You just said like.
I don't know. You know what they'll say? They'll say, at least it's better than Star Wars. if that gets said,
I'll hang up on
if that gets said, I'll be like, we're doing this review by ourselves.
Yeah, I'm going to, oh, fuck, I'm going to say, you're gone.
We're doing this review by, you know, Carrie Bradshaw, she's an icon. Not like that Darth Vader.
If those words spew out of any of their mouths, they're dead.
They will now, because if they've listened to it, if they've listened to this, they'll do it deliberately.
I will take a shit on your head, Cody. And I mean,
I'll just take a shit, put it in the mail, deliver it. Imagine how bad it would be after it gets it. Delivering for Cody. Cody will
put up in some jewelry, just like Sex and the City would.
And, you know, I'll have it in the box. Shit. What's that line from Back to the Future? Progress is my... shit is my middle name.
All right. Well, you know what? I've come to the conclusion, we're meant to be recording this show, to make sure the Ghostbusters doesn't happen. I don't see any change in this future. I still see it's still coming out. I think we've failed.
You're right. There's one more movie coming up, which means we need to be terminated.
We need to kill ourselves.
And we must be destroyed also.
Well, if we're going to kill ourselves, I know the only sure way possible to end our lives. The Sex and the City DVD. Painful, but sure, only the way to end it once and for all.
No, Emil Key, stay with us, Emil
Key. Oh, fuck off, you little shit. I don't know what you're doing here. Go back to the fucking Crow Wicked Prayer. Go work on that shit. That's a lot better, but no, John, we've got to end this.
Go bury your pet in Pet Cemetery, too.
But we've got to end this, John. We've got to end it.
No, don't do it. Please, don't go.
Listen here, Connor. 2016. World of Ghostbusters, World of Superman, World of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Suicide Squad, possibly, another Star Trek.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a world, and Ghostbusters. Wasn't there another reboot coming out too? Big Trouble Little China.
No.
This is a world I don't wish to see.
I order you not to go.
You're not P1. You can't order us to do jack shit, you little bastards. Like, get fucked.
Yeah, you're not an icon. Here, kid, you must put the DVD in the player. We cannot self-play this Sex and the City DVD.
Oh, John, I now know why you cry.
There's something I'm doing right now! Fucking whore!